Well, as you know, we do some of these traditions some of the times. I know some of you are coming here. The church may not come on a regular basis, but as we come to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, one of the reasons we get together and do Advent, one of the reasons why I'm so proud of every one of you for risking your life and your property to get here, is that we need to join once in a while and get together and remind ourselves how much God loves us. And life can be difficult. Life can be a challenge. But Christmas time is a time for us to come together and be real excited about what God did. But what's interesting, even this prophecy from Isaiah, for us a child is born. This little baby that was born, this son who is given, not only is this boy a little child, a baby, but this is also God. And look at the names of this child. This God is Wonderful Counsel, Mighty God, even Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And have you ever noticed when you celebrate Jesus, you realize that not only was he God, but he was also man. Max Lucado, a lot of people struggle with the humanity of Jesus. He has this quote. He says, "It's not something we like to do. It's uncomfortable thinking about, you know, Jesus being in diapers and going and all the things that babies do. It's much easier to keep the humanity out of the incarnation." We're going to talk about this in a minute. The incarnation is bringing God and Jesus together. It is one. He's one. God becomes man. He says, "Clean the manure from around the manger, wipe the sweat out of his eyes, pretend he never snored or blew his nose or hit his thumb with a hammer. He's easier to stomach that way. There is something about keeping him divine that keeps him distant, packaged, predictable, but don't do it. For heaven's sakes, don't do it. Let him be as human as he intended to be. Let him into the mire and muck of our world, for only if we let him in can he pull us out." So we have to remember with Jesus Christ that he came as a man, he came as a human being, but also he was the Son of God. And another interesting quote by J.I. Packard says, "The Word became flesh." He says, "God became man. The divine Son became a Jew. The Almighty appeared on earth as a helpless human baby." Have you ever thought of this? The creator of the universe, the second person of the Trinity, the one who created and spoke into creation, the world, he also came as a child and as a baby. Now, what we're going to learn today is the Bible doesn't give us all the details, but the fact of the matter is God became a human. And just like a baby, he was raised up by his parents, and he wiggled his toes, he made noises, he needed to be fed and changed. And think about this, that all the things that does, that's just something interesting to talk about. Well, anyway, what's interesting we learn about this in this story is the baby born in Bethlehem was God. And that is, for some of you, that might be an interesting thing, for some of you not, but he was actually God. I'm sorry, here, having some technical difficulties. But also, not only was the baby born in Bethlehem God, the baby born in Bethlehem was also God made man. And what's interesting about this, Greg, I'm having a hard time, don't know how else to get us on here. Pardon me a second here. I know, staple it right on here. Hang on a second here. Nothing like losing the moment. All right. Hopefully this worked better now. All right. But what I wanted to talk about today as we celebrate Christmas is that Jesus Christ was born a God, but he was also born a man. So with this, so I just want to first say welcome again for some of those who are new here. I'm so glad you could join us. We've been a church here in Mahomet for 4.5 years, and we just recently got a new facility, which we moved into, so we're so glad you can join us. But I would say welcome, and if you have never been to our church before and you're looking for a church, we would like to ask that you consider coming and checking us out in the weeks to come. So I just want to say welcome. And I also want to say one more time, I know it's snowing out, we're already having a service this morning, but tonight we'd love to invite you back for our candlelight service. And this will be a shortened service where we're just going to get together and sing some Christmas carols, spend some time enjoying each other, and just have a brief message. But I hope you guys can come back for that. Well, one of the reasons why I'm a little tired is we have a new baby in our family, and we got a little puppy. So 2 Fridays ago, Christine and I decided to get a puppy named Coco, and this little dog is 8 weeks old. And so in one sense, we're super excited as a Christmas gift. But as you know, if anyone's ever had a puppy before, a puppy is a lot of work. And so the first couple of nights, I'm up 3 or 4 times at night taking this little puppy out, going to the restroom, thinking, what was I thinking? I've already been through three children. I've got a fourth child now. What was I thinking? But for the joy between my wife and I and for our kids, it's worth it. But what we learned with this dog is how much work it takes, how much effort it takes to do this. And there's been a few times I'm thinking, should we have gotten the dog? But there's other times when I see the joy of my children and the little puppy that we do it. And so as we think about the incarnation, God came into this world. He came in and became a human being. And forever, this is interesting, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, this is kind of interesting if you're new to Christianity, God is three, in a sense, personalities, but he is one God. And basically, there was a council back in 325 called the Council of Nicaea, and there was a big argument. Basically, they said that Jesus is the same substance, the same entity like of the Father. And give me a little bit of theology today. But what theology is, just talking about God, and since we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about God. But what's interesting is that we find out that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He's the second person of the Trinity, yet he decided, through the will of the Father, to come as a man, to come into this world, to live as a human being. And what's interesting about that is for all eternity now, Jesus Christ is now also a man. And what's amazing about this, a being, a God who had completely unlimited power, has now brought himself to show us love to become that way. And so as we think about how much he went through to get that done, just like with our dog, there's good things and bad things happening. Think about it, though. The Son of God came into our world. He came into the messiness of it. He came into all the struggles of our humanity. And that's what I want to talk about, is that what God did for us today, it's an amazing thing. So as we think about the birth of Jesus Christ, some people have said it's one of the most profound miracles out there more than anything else. The resurrection's amazing, but if you think about it, God became a human being. Have you ever stopped to think about that? God the Son, who's always been, came and became a man. And so what's interesting as they wrestle through this is that we find out when Jesus was born, was he also still running the universe? And the scriptures, I say, yes, he was, but in a sense, there was another council later on, not going to give you a lot of history today, but called the Council of Chalcedon in AD 451, and they wrestled for over a month, and they came out and said that Jesus is the one divine human person, but he has two natures. And so he has his God nature, and he has his human nature, and these two natures basically live in one person. And why I'm bringing this up today is it makes us marvel at who God is and what he did. And it's an amazing thing. The Word became flesh. And so what I want to talk about today is Christmas time, is John 1:14, the Word became flesh. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we have the wonder that Jesus, you came into this world. We can relate to you as a human. You grew up, you were tempted, yet you never sinned. You lived a perfect life walking with your Father, but at the same time, you were God. You're the creator of the universe, and we can trust you in that. But I pray that today we would just slow down and celebrate the wonder that the God of the universe also became a human being, that you came to live with us forever, and that is something that we should marvel at and want to worship you. I thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I have a confession to make, actually. As I was preparing for this, I probably overstudied and got really excited, but as I was thinking about it, I thought this is something that we all do need to hear. I know, let's be honest, we're all very practical, and it's even snowing out, and you're obviously saying, hey, Jeff, we got to get going soon. But if just giving me a few moments, sometimes it's good to hear that the Word became flesh. And that sounds profound, but it really is. Think about it. The Word became flesh. And so if you have your Bibles, if you go to the Gospel of John, Matthew and Luke talk about the story of Jesus and how he was born. But the Gospel of John goes a little step further, and he says this. In John 1:14, it says, the Word became flesh. Well, if you go up in the John 1:1, it talks about this, the Word, big W. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. So what do you learn about this Word? The Word has always been. He's eternal. This Word was with God in the beginning, and this Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. So we find out that this Word was God. He was with the Father. We find out that Jesus Christ is the Word. Then in verse 3, through him, through Jesus, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made. So we find out that Jesus Christ was the agent of the Father to create the entire universe. Now again, why is this amazing? Jesus Christ became a man. He became a Palestinian Jew. He was born like the rest of us, but he was also God. And what's amazing about this is in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and then the Word became flesh. And so what's interesting about this is he became a human being. What's that mean for us? Is it means that God came into this world so that we could have life. And this is an amazing thing. And then he became a human being. And it says in Colossians 1:17, God is, Jesus is before all things, and in him all things hold together. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. So we find out that Jesus Christ came, and he was 100% God, and he was 100% man. So as we go a little farther here, the Word became flesh and he dwelt among us. What this does for me as we celebrate Christmas is that God came down to be with us in our weaknesses, and that's an amazing thing. So the infinite personal God has taken on human flesh and he's become a man, and that's what we're celebrating right now during Christmas time. But there's a thing out there called the kenosis theory. Some people believe that from some scriptures that Jesus gave up some of his natural, his divine things. And I believe the scriptures don't teach that. That Jesus has all who he was divine, but he humbled himself as he followed the Father and he taught us how to live. Because it says in Colossians 2:9, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." So the incarnation of the Son of God then did not diminish his deity, but he acquired manhood. Why is this important? As we celebrate Christmas, we realize how much we can trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So what we learn is that, here, this is a way of saying that remaining what he was, he became what he was not. And so what we find out is that God came down as the God the Son, but he also humbled himself and became a man. And why Christmas is such an amazing time is that we are worshiping the God-man, Jesus Christ. Remaining what he was, he became what he was not. Now, let's be more practical. So what's this tell us is that means that God, the God of the universe, now knows what it's like to wrestle through with life and frailty. For a lot of you right now in the Christmas season, Christmas is a really fun time, but it's also a time where we sometimes struggle. But what we can learn from this is that Jesus Christ lived as a man. He went through all the frailties. And what he means by flesh is everything it means to be a human being. And God lived as a man. And that what we can do now is we can trust him to do that. So what we learn is he's undiminished deity and he's full humanity all in one person. And that's why we can trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Moving forward, what's interesting though, one people have asked this question is, when Jesus was a baby, was he also God? And I believe the answer was yes, he was fully God. He was fully God and fully man. Look at this scripture with me in Matthew 8:23. One of the things we need to realize is that God humbled himself, and we can learn from the incarnation about this, is that Jesus Christ humbled himself in his full deity. He chose to live as a man following the will of his Father. And look at Matthew 8:23. We see a mixture of Jesus Christ walking in his full glory as a God, but also in his full glory as man. Matthew 8:23 says this, "Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us. We're going to drown.' He replied, 'You of little faith, why are you so afraid?' Then he got up and rebuked the winds and waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, 'What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.'" I see here that at one moment he's tired and hungry like the rest of us. And in the next moment, as God, he calms the storms, he calms the waves. And so we see this going back and forth with that. And so what's amazing about this is God in the flesh has come to save us. Now, one analogy they say that's interesting is, how could God have both his God nature and his human nature? How could those two be in one being? And this is just an analogy, but it's like a runner. Have you ever seen a runner who's been running for 20, 30 miles? And finally, part of them says, you know what? I want to stop. Your whole body's screaming out, stop running, stop running, stop running. But then the other part of the runner who wants to win says, no, keep going, keep going. Though it's not a really good analogy with the Son of God, but where it helps is Jesus Christ humbled his God side as he walked out as a human being. And so what we learn from the incarnation is that Jesus Christ can relate to us, but we can also learn how to live our life with him. So what we learn is that God has honored our full humanity by being incarnate. By God coming down and humbling himself, he's taught us what it's like to be human beings. And so this is why, for a lot of us, that now that since Jesus Christ, the Bible says, has gone through all this, we're able to call out to him now for help. In Hebrews 2:18, it says this, "Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." Jesus Christ was tempted in every way, yet he never sinned. And so why is Jesus such a faithful God to cry out to? Is because he knows what it's like to be tempted. Whatever you're going through right now, whatever temptation you're going through, Jesus Christ knows what it's like to be through that. So why is that helpful as our God? We can pray to him, ask him for guidance, and as we look in the scriptures, we see how Jesus Christ was able to walk through these temptations. Another thing we learn is that since God the Son lived as a human, we can ask him for his help and his guidance. And so for us being able to do this, it's very, very comforting. Listen to Philippians 2, 6 to 8. It says this, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus Christ teaches us that he humbled himself, and so we, just like Jesus, can humble ourselves as we trust in him. And so also in 2 Corinthians 8, 9, it says this, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. The Son of God came from heaven to this earth. He humbled himself so we may have life. And that's what Christmas is all about, the birth of Jesus Christ. Another thing we learn is the incarnation did not change the relationship between the Son and the Father. One thing that you see throughout the scriptures in John 5:19 is that the Son was always wanting to do the will of the Father. And what the incarnation also teaches us is we can live by following Jesus and humbling ourselves all the time. John 5:19 says this, Jesus gave them this answer, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. And so what I see here is the incarnation teaches that the Son was always loving the Father, always giving to the Father, always wanting to do the Father's will. And it teaches us today how to live as followers of Jesus. We always want to do the will of the Father. So what the nice thing about Christmas is Jesus is our model and example on how to live as a human in relationship with God. And that's what Christmas is all about, the God-man coming to this earth. And so as we're finishing up today, as we're getting ready to celebrate Christmas, just remember that God came down into this earth to live with us, and that is an amazing thing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we can celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, you came to live with us. You came to die for us, and you are now living in knowing we know how to live through you because you lived as a man. Thank you for the miracle of coming together, and thank you for being our Savior in Jesus' name. Amen.